Good morning. Today is December 29th, and you're listening to OK, OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture reading is from Matthew 6, verses 31 through 33. And Jesus said, "Don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your Heavenly Father already knows all your needs, and He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern." Food, drink, and clothing are important. Add shelter to the list, and you have the basics for survival. God's not advocating homelessness. We must take care of these things. The key word is worry. We're expected to provide the basics for ourselves and our families, but we should not worry about them. God will provide what we need. That's key. Sometimes people worry because they got in over their heads trying to get what they wanted instead of simply what they needed. Our children will need to learn responsibility, and they'll need to learn to provide for themselves and their families. They'll need to hold a job and earn a living, but let's pray that they will infuse all of their pursuits and responsibilities with concern for God's kingdom. When that's their primary concern, then even as they work at their jobs or tend the home or cook meals or shop for clothing, they'll have the right perspective. Pray that our children will honor, represent, and remember God at all times. And if the going gets tough for a time, they don't need to worry, for they can trust God to provide everything they need. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you tell us not to worry about having enough food, drink, or clothing. Please give my child the right perspective on this, Lord, and I pray that he will learn contentment. You know all of our needs, and you'll give us all that we do need from day to day. Now help my child to see that this is not a call to personal irresponsibility, but a call to trust in you. Help her to see the difference between needs and wants. Remind her that everything she has is from your gracious hand. May she always give back a portion to you. She needs to live her life, to have a job, provide for her family, and pay bills, but doing all of this within your kingdom and its growth as her central concern will transform those responsibilities into an exciting adventure as she lives for you. Give my child such a transformed life, Lord. We ask it in your name. Amen.